Well, we talk about it often. When cancel culture comes for you, it comes for you, and it comes for you in all different avenues. And well, one influencer is learning, sadly, the hard way. Ari Jacob just recently announced that her Amazon storefront, which is a part of their Amazon influencer program, was recently taken down. And it's because, well, she posts a lot of opinion pieces on social media, which might not win over so many folks. But honestly, it's free speech, people. But apparently, they have, without really any explanation, have yanked down her storefront. And Ari joins us now. Ari, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. Listen, we talked about this prior, obviously, but the cancel culture mob is pretty unethical, will be the best way to put it. And I know that they were gunning for you because you tend to give your opinion, but you back it up with facts and you post it on X. So tell us about how you learned that Amazon had yanked down your storefront, and have you received a response as to why they took down your storefront?
No, it just so happened that on the same day that I noticed a lot of people saying, that they had gotten their Twitter accounts taken down, and I had posted a couple things that I guess got people upset. It was just I got an email that my account was taken down, and then my boyfriend's account was terminated simultaneously, and another account that a family member runs. So I guess just for being associated to me, which was unfortunate for sure, especially because it's one of those things where it's a residual income. I've made like over 1,000 videos that live on Amazon that they get to apparently keep and continue to get revenue from that were taken, but my accounts were taken down.
Yeah, that's the problem with all of this. Now, I reached out to Amazon just for comment and an explanation as to why you were removed, and they have not responded. And we reached out several times, so it's unfortunate that they won't reply with an actual explanation. But you mentioned on X that this is a main source of income for you, and so this is really an issue for both you and your boyfriend, like you mentioned. And here are the screenshots that you shared with us of people just kind of mass reporting you to target you. So explain a little bit what this is on our audience's screen right now. And why you think they went after you.
I looked up, like, has this ever happened to anybody before? And that's what you're showing is kind of what I found is that people can essentially take your links. And one of the things that you're not allowed to do is put links in private Facebook groups. Like, you're not allowed to text it to your, friends or whatever. It has to be in a public place, and it has to be someplace that you let Amazon know, hey, I'm going to direct traffic to Amazon from this place. But if somebody else takes your links, which everybody has access to, because again, you're posting them publicly, to get people to go to Amazon, they could take those links and use them maliciously, essentially put them in Facebook groups and whatnot, in order to basically target your account so that Amazon, dings it or whatever, and potentially shuts it down. Now, again, I have no way of knowing. They say that you can file an appeal, which we've done. But as a creator, like, why that program is great is because I can, have made my Amazon videos. Those are generating revenue, and then I can go online and stream and talk about my opinions and all that kind of stuff. And I've been vocal about cancel culture. And I don't want to get into it too far, but I did get canceled once already by Taylor Lorenz in the New York Times. So, I'm outspoken about when I see cancel culture happening online to others, or when I see deceptive media tactics or deceptive influencer tactics. So I feel like I'm qualified to speak on those things. So if people don't like it, that's okay. But I still feel like it's important to talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And because it keeps going on. I mean, thankfully, Elon Musk purchased Twitter, but we saw it firsthand with X. I mean, this was going on for quite some time. And then to see it being done on other platforms like Amazon, it's pretty disturbing. But you mentioned that the videos that you created, Amazon is still able to use your videos. They just don't have to compensate you for that. Is there an agreement that you sign? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's part of the agreement. They don't provide a lot of specifics, and unfortunately, I was just trying to really expand my reach. Like, I didn't have to post the Amazon links to X, which I thought maybe this will be a cool thing, is to try doing the Amazon links on X because nobody else is really doing any type of shopping content that I've seen, at least. So, you know, had I just not even tried, at least my videos would have remained on Amazon, continue to be making money. And so it's kind of hard to be, it's unfortunate to be penalized basically for just trying to be, you know, I guess like trying to do something new on the platform and trying to follow the rules. It's just unfortunate that they don't even give you like a warning. You said that you were also kicked off the platform, right? Off of Amazon.
Yeah, it was so strange. So I applied to be a part of their influencer program, and I did start putting, you know, certain things up and posting and sharing. And there were some sales that were made from it, and it wasn't my main focus at the time. But then I got an email weeks later that I wasn't qualified to join their program, and they yanked me down, and the compensation that I should have received never cashed out. And they just kind of took it and like, oh, you're not qualified, but they got their sales from it. So it's disturbing, but right. I think it's just, for me, it's another reason why I'm just kind of over all these you know, tech platforms and these Amazon, yeah, you know, companies, because they have no one to answer to at the end of the day. That's pretty disheartening.
Well, the big thing too that really upsets me is that, you know, if I was Charli D'Amelio or if I was Paris Hilton, you know that I would have a direct line to Amazon or to any of these big platforms, which, you know, I experienced because I was a manager for a lot of these big social media people. And so when I was managing those people, I always had a direct line into Instagram and to Twitter and to all the major platforms. The minute that Taylor Lorenz wrote a hit piece about me, all of a sudden nobody would pick up my call. And so, you know, it is sort of a class system. They do care kind of who you are, what you're all about. And I don't know, you know, I have no bad experiences before this with Amazon. You know, I spoke to somebody that I dealt with in the influencer, with influencer deals. And he basically was just like, you know, I don't deal with that department. And then I reached out to somebody on LinkedIn. Again, they're like, I don't deal with that department that I'm talking about, which is basically the little guys, right? The little influencers that are bringing sales to you. And by the way, it's not a cheap investment. I mean, everything that you see here, I bought specifically because I was going to do the Amazon stuff. I mean, the videos I posted on X that you're seeing is like, you know, this is my set. This is everything that I bought on, and I bought it all on Amazon so I could review it. So it's just like, how can they expect you to invest all this money and then not even give you a person to talk to? It really feels like you're talking to a bot. And then the Twitter on X, you know, Amazon help reaches out, but all they're doing is basically PR, you know, crisis PR, basically saying, oh yeah, we'll help you. And then you DM them and they say, oh, you know, you have to wait to deal with, you know, the Amazon affiliates people that get back to you. But it's not, to me, I've never spoken to an actual human being. So, yeah. And I think if this was happening on, like, can you imagine if X had a shoppable video program and they were just shutting down influencers without giving them any type of, you know, explanation and then keeping all the profits from it? I think Elon Musk would be getting a lot of heat for that. And so I'm just wondering why Amazon hasn't, I don't know, made this program a little bit easier to communicate with the influencers that they're profiting from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He would be getting, you know, a lot of pushback on that for sure. I'm interested to see how they respond to your appeal, Arianda. Thank you so much for joining us today, giving this to
Thanks
us.
For having me.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it.
Hey everyone, I'm getting ready to head out right now, but before I go, I always have to put on some deodorant. And I used to look all the time for the best deodorant. I couldn't find it on the shelves at all until our good friends over at Give a Derm came out with a brand new deodorant. This one's called Pits Me Off. It's incredible. Wash this, it's super easy. Ta-da, and that's all you need. And it dries super quick. Obviously, I'm wearing black. There's no white residue left over. It's a natural deodorant. It's made right here in the USA. There's none of those Chinese harmful chemicals also included in it. It's giveaderm.com, and then use the promo code Brianna for 10% off. You gotta try it.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.